As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's happening, man? All good. Boy, I hope everybody had an outstanding weekend. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. If you were like most of us husbands, we were out there like working away for our wives while they were sitting there taking videos of you working while they weren't doing nothing. But yeah, great weekend.
I earned my keep this weekend.
Yeah, dog. I earned a husband title. I mean, outside of everything else I do for, you know, it was a good, nice, beautiful weekend. It's been a great Monday. 11 minutes in, my boy Clifton over there is hot right now.
Well, you got smoking Joe Patrick.
Yeah. Clifton's hot over there.
Yeah, you know, they took those updates. They took those updates down from about 2 minutes to about 45 seconds. So Joe's got to get in the jabs where he can. The Braves finally play some good baseball.
I mean, I'm talking about great baseball.
Yeah, they
great baseball.
And look. We're all on the same page Friday, right? When they were playing like crap.
Oh, yeah, like what
and they're
the
down,
hell?
And it's like, are we really going to let this guy with a 10 ER? And he did. He's not the one that gave up the runs.
No.
But then they come back and rally and score all those runs in the eighth inning on Friday night. And who knows? Maybe that's the turning point. I'm not going to go that far yet. Whatever. But they won on Friday night. They won on Saturday. They won on Sunday. They swept the series.
Yes.
First time they've won back-to-back games all year.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yes.
Joe Patrick's an update saying the clubhouse is in turmoil because Ronald Acuna deleted a tweet.
All right, man. That was
now,
funny.
He's not wrong. Ronald Acuna's not wrong.
No.
Ronald Acuna has been pulled out of games for that, and Kelnick wasn't. And I don't know. There's kind of a lot of different little questions I have about it. And I know Snit was asked about it, and him and Kelnick have talked, and I'm sure him and Acuna have or will talk as well, because Ronald Acuna is not even in the clubhouse.
No, he's not.
So I don't know how the clubhouse would be in turmoil, because Ronald Acuna is still rehabbing in Florida before he makes his debut, hopefully next month with the club. But
I just laughed. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, because I didn't see what happened.
I just assumed it was a fake tweet because Ronald Acuna never tweeted.
I didn't see the tweet or I didn't see anything. All I saw was like Kelnick. I was like, what the hell happened? What the hell did Kelnick? I'm like, Snick, I didn't see it at the time.
Now,
that it happened.
One thing for you to not see.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Not great, Snick. And that's kind of more where I go with it. And we'll get there in just a minute. But
the good thing is.
Yeah, he was lazy on a hard hit ball. Yes. And
but the good thing is, Andy, they swept the series.
That's right.
They did what we ultimately needed them to do, was beat a bad baseball team, mm-hmm. which the Minnesota Twins are. But yes, Friday night, I was very, very frustrated watching them and then watching the Hawks. And I don't know which one made me more frustrating.
The Hawks didn't frustrate me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not happy it's over, but
it took me a whole lot to delete a tweet about Yang. Well, I was like, good, but it they don't got nobody else to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, what would it have been like if Jalen Johnson had been helping?
Stop doing that.
Well, I don't know.
Can we not? Can we
I don't
stop?
Know.
Can we stop?
We can.
Can we stop?
We can.
Yes.
We can. Because it's over.
Thank you.
And
thank
it was
you.
Never going to be answered until next year.
Yes.
So now we can finally answer
done
it next
with
year.
It. Done with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would have looked like if he would have been healthy. I'm not sure. Hopefully better, but I don't know. He's not healthy, so we'll never know the answer. Hopefully next year he'll stay healthy.
Yes.
And then we can find out the answer.
Yes.
But that was never going to be answered this year, and it continued to be asked. And yeah, it's not great when you get to a must-win game, and legitimately your second-best offensive option is George Niang. No offense to George Niang. He came in here and did a nice job. He came off the bench and scored points and kind of filled the role that he was supposed to do. Maybe a little bit more than you would have wanted him to. But, yeah, I mean, they don't have anybody else.
Yes.
Caris LeVert's all right. And all of the rest of the guys in the starting lineup are pretty limited offensively.
Oh, another thing.
Kind of was what it
was. Okay. We got Hawksley on the show. But can we finish – are we finished with the elder? Are we done with that experiment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We can get him out of here, too. Let the young boys pitch. Yeah. Let them pitch. See what you got with A3.
I'm still AJ surprised AJ Smith wasn't making that start.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. But, yeah, we can be done with Bryce Elder. But, yeah, most important thing, Mike got a home run. We saw yesterday, you know, it was a home run barrage, I guess. Olsen got one yesterday. Obviously, the Rook, Ozuna. Just love the fact that the ball is flying out of the stadium.
Yeah, no, there was, you know, on Friday.
Good moments.
On Friday when we talked about what you wanted to see in the series over the weekend, obviously winning the series was chief among them.
Yes.
Sweeping the series is even better, and they were able to do that. Wanted to see Sale pitch better. Still only went 4 1/3, but pitched pretty good. His velocity is up, but still going to want to see him go deeper into ball games. Michael Harris hitting the baseball was very nice to see. Now,
yes, it was.
Maybe he's just not a leadoff hitter.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Maybe he's just not.
Yes.
And some guys aren't. They tried to move Acuña out of the leadoff spot a couple years ago. Maybe he is just
Let me
a
ask you
hitter.
This, because you know more. You do more of the ends up. The profile thing. Michael Harris, does he profile as a leadoff hitter?
I would think that he would.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would thought, too.
He seems like he does. Like, right now, he's probably not getting on base enough for it to justify, because he's just not really hitting or drawing walks or anything like that. But just, yeah, when he's at his best, he seems like he would, because he's a really good hitter and he does get on base and he does have some speed, too. He doesn't show it quite as much on the base pass as you'd want him to. But, I don't know. Something about leading off. He doesn't like doing it.
Well,
put him sixth.
Put him wherever he thrives.
Put him sixth and let him eat.
Yes, exactly. Put him where he thrives and let him do his thing, because he had a really good series and love to see that. Chris Sale, best start of the year, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, best start of the
I
year.
Think so.
Wasn't great.
But it was still better.
Yeah. And so, you know, you found a way to get three, and now you got the bloody hated Cardinals coming up next, right? Am I right?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm saying it's right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So
yep,
tonight. All right, we got the Spencers.
Couple Spencers.
We need a better Spencers debut than there was last time.
We need both Spencers
to do their thing in this series. And hopefully, there's Bryce Elder's name on there. So,
You win the first two and then
then
Bryce Elder can go out there.
Okay, yeah.
Or at least that's as of now. Who knows? Maybe AJ Smith-Shawver will make that start by Wednesday. Really?
Let's hope so.
No way of knowing.
Let's hope so, man. But, I mean, then, you know, we talked about the Hawks. Atlanta United. We only got to mention them. I got my shirt on today because it was the first one on the pile this
There's
morning.
Nothing to say,
There's
man.
Nothing to say. There's really nothing to say
they're,
about that. That's just
– they're playing real bad.
Yeah, man.
They're
and it's
playing
like
real
they
bad.
Got their head beat in.
Yeah,
they got their damn head beat in. So all we got now is we got the Braves. But it is draft week, Buck. It is draft week, and which is always a fun week. Did mention NBA playoffs this weekend. Were you surprised how boring the games were?
Oh.
All of them were awful.
Except for
the Clippers and the Nuggets was really good.
I thought the Rockets made it interesting late last night.
I was knocked out. Okay. Ain't no hell
well, the way the Warriors played defense.
Steph was shooting.
Yeah. I thought that game was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Lakers-Timberwolves game, just because of the way that it went, was pretty interesting.
If they shoot
the Clippers-Nuggets game was crazy.
It was awesome.
That was amazing.
It was awesome. But if the Minnesota Timberwolves shoot like that with Ant-Man not shooting the way he did, they'll win the championship.
I was wondering how far you were going to go.
Yeah.
Because I was like, not just the series.
No.
Yeah, if they take 43s a game and make half of them, they'll beat everybody.
They'll beat everybody. I was like, I'm sitting there watching, I'm like, damn, every time the Lakers seemed like they were coming back, Nas to throw one up, and like, poof, like, oh.
Now, that was the classic, like, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Minnesota. They played awesome, and I think that they are really good when healthy, as they are right now. Anthony Edwards also never has walked on a basketball floor in his life and thought he was the second best guy.
Yes.
That includes this weekend when Luka and LeBron are out there.
Yes.
He just thinks, and he's he's not wrong. Like, he's as good as pretty much anybody. But that was that classic Lakers, like, all right, the playoffs can start in game two.
Yeah.
Like, they played with as little effort as you'll ever see on defense, which, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Minnesota, but what a sad performance from the Lakers in that game.
It was pretty bad.
I think for the Nuggets, like, obviously great winning that game for sure. Man, I half wonder if, like, the confidence that had to inspire in Russell Westbrook might be dangerous.
Dude.
Because now that guy is convinced.
Let me tell you something.
He's the X factor in that series. It's the worst thing that could have happened to them. Hey, him winning that game for them the way
talked,
that he did.
I think we might have had this conversation off air last week about, you know, them firing their coach because he wanted to play. He was ride or die for Russ. Russ is going to be – I'm talking – well, you the one – when we talk about aggressive, we're talking like MVP Russ.
Well, he thinks he's the same guy.
Yeah, but no, that's him. Russ is going to John Starks them one game.
Well, he almost did.
One of these games.
That's the funniest
Russ
thing about
is
that
going
first game.
To John Stark the Nuggets out of him.
Is Russell Westbrook on offense tried to lose him that game. But then on defense, he made great play after great play, so they had to keep him out there. And Michael Porter Jr., they can't even play now.
No, he's
crazy.
It seems like he's on his last leg out there.
Yeah, I half wonder what happens this offseason with Michael Porter Jr. If they lose this series or however far they go. But, like, if he's not playing, like, and they're benching him. Similar with Jonathan Kuminga. I know Kuminga has officially been benched Golden State.
I don't know what it is with
him. He's going to be on the move, too.
But he's supposed to have been on move the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody was trying to move him, but they would never move him. But, I mean, just, you know, the Knicks just – I mean, I thought Detroit had that one. Knicks are going a damn run. I think this Pacers thing is going to be interesting because it kind of seems like Dame's coming back pretty soon.
Yep.
So that should be interesting. The Cavaliers Heat, meh. The Jason Tatum gets hurt. His mama threatening folks, and they, you know, their depth shows up, and they just go out there and handle their business. Also,
yeah, no. If the Celtics can beat the Magic that easy and play like they played, that's going to be a sweep.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Cavs and the Heat, because the Cavs played. They had three guys play good, and nobody else really showed up.
Right.
Now, look, if Ty Jerome scores 28 points, they're going to beat everybody. And then the Grizzlies won. Lost by 50.
Yes. So, and you kept looking at the score like,
there you go.
Damn, is that bad? Huh?
Yeah. And it was.
Yeah.
It was every bit that bad.
It was. And even when you were looking like, damn, the Grizzlies, they must be tired. They're still tired.
And fair enough. Because they had played 36 hours earlier to make it into the playoffs at all.
Yeah, they're tired.
But, they got Shea had 15. Shea had 15 points on 4 of, like, 14 shooting.
Yes.
And they beat him by 50.
Ramrod.
It was the third biggest margin of victory in a playoff game ever.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's pretty
bad. I went down bad. I mean,
there
was two more?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The Nuggets beat the New Orleans Pelicans by like 60 or something a couple years ago. I don't know. I don't remember the game. I was just looking at the graphic.
Okay.
I don't know. The playoffs are off and running. The game ones weren't all great, but I think a lot of the series are going to be good.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, it is the NFL draft.
Yeah,
round
baby.
One on Thursday, rounds 2 and 3 on Friday, and then the rest of it on Saturday. We got you covered on Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for the draft coverage. Falcons picking at 15 right now. A lot of, and people don't know, people are just trying to throw crap at the wall the final week of the prep for the draft. A lot of people speculating the Falcons trading back.
Yep, I like that.
I like that too.
Yes, I like that. You like that? And then we got some news on him too.
Oh, we did?
No.
You fill me in.
No.
You fill me in. We'll see if it makes what's trending coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Matt Olson, deep right center. Keep going. It's gone. 2-0 Atlanta.
You get to a 3-2 count. You're facing Joe Ryan with confidence. You can feel that a strike is coming, especially following the walk. So you can get it started early, get on time, and do exactly what Matt Olson just did with that line drive into the Braves bullpen.
Yeah, you love to see it. Olson's got a five-game hitting streak going now, where he's got a couple homers there. His power numbers are starting to come around. Love to see what Michael Harris did over the weekend. That home run that he hit on Saturday was destroyed.
Got it.
Exactly what you asked for. Hit it in the chop house.
Yeah, man.
He hit that thing 450 feet. That was an absolute tank from him. And then look, as much as, you know, Kelnick is in the conversation for the wrong reasons over the weekend, he had a nice game on Friday, too, and helped them come back and win that game in the eighth inning.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting contributions, you know, from the others and everything like that. But the most important thing, in my opinion, that's been holding them back that, you know, that came true is the bullpen was all right this weekend.
Yep, they did a good job.
And the guys who you needed to hit.
That's right.
You know, and that's been the biggest issue in this losing, whatever you want to talk about early on in this season. So if you can continue to do that, I'm more confident in the guys hitting the ball than I am the relief pitchers right now. But still,
fair enough.
When you get that kind of performance from them and also the guys who you're counting on, you're going to win games. I don't care if it is the Twins. Yeah, they stink. Damn it. Imagine how bad it would have been if they would have lost them.
Does it make you feel better that they acquired a relief pitcher named Scott Blewett?
Oh, damn. Bummer and Blewett.
Bummer and Blewett.
Don't pitch him on the same
Bummer
day.
Bummer and Blewett, bullpen associates. That's two of the bad names you could have for relief pitchers.
Don't pitch him on the same day.
Hey, also shout out to Alex Verdugo.
Oh yeah,
we didn't talk much about him on Friday. Knew that he was going to be a part of it. Didn't know exactly he was going to be batting leadoff every single game of the series. But, yeah, 4-for-5 on Saturday.
Good for him.
Another hit yesterday. Hit the ball real hard a couple times on Friday night too. And look, man. At this point right now, with that spot, until Acuña gets healthy, ride the hot hand.
Yes.
Like, unfortunately, Michael Harris got the opportunity, wasn't doing great in the leadoff. He's back where he's comfortable in the middle of the lineup, and he had a nice weekend. But, yeah, look, I mean, if Alex Verdugo is going to come in here and do that,
Yankees,
you're hitting leadoff, dude.
Yankees, right?
Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Braves. So the four best teams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at, like you said, the hot hand, because Ozzy, you know, I think last time he was leadoff, that was probably they were pitching a lefty, I think it was.
Yeah, you get a lefty starter, Ozzy might
get up there. But other than that, yeah, this dude is, if he's going to give you that, you ride him to his cold, and then you ship him off and then try to put somebody else up there. Ronald will be back. He's down rehabbing.
Yep.
And when you say May, people look at, you know, May's in a couple weeks.
Don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Today's April 21st.
Yes. We got a long way.
May's 10 days away.
Yes. And then there's other days in May, so it might not be for another month. You think it'll be another month?
I don't know. I thought you were saying May's really soon.
Yeah.
You were saying May. No. Then there's 31 days in May,
yeah.
Right? 31 days
yeah.
in May?
Yeah. Okay. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, are we still looking May? Yeah, but like a month?
Right. That could be a week and a half.
Yeah.
That could be 5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the timeline I'm looking at. Yeah. Like, how long is he going to actually be out? You know, May's in 10 days, but, you know, like we said, there's 31 of those things now.
I like the lineup last night, though, just in terms of there's really only two spots right now where you kind of Nick Allen eighth and Jared Kelnick ninth. And even Kelnick had a hit yesterday, which is good. But if Verdugo's leading off, and again, ride the hot hand, I'm not sitting here trying to say that you've solved your leadoff spot with Verdugo, three good games, but he's doing fine. But you go, Riley Ozuna being back was great. Olsen, Albies, Harris, and then Drake Baldwin.
He's playing pretty good.
He's playing pretty good.
The young guys.
Another
the
homer yesterday.
The young guy's showing up, man.
He goes opposite field. Both of his home runs so far have been opposite field, which you love young power like that. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't very long ago we were looking at the lineup. It was like, man, you got four guys, and the rest of these guys I don't know about because of injuries and all that kind of stuff. That's seven deep yesterday.
Yeah,
I feel good about it.
Can you stay consistent with it, though? That's going to be an ultimate thing, like you said. And, you know, there's a couple guys they have. You'll see, granddad say dog shine on the light sun shines on dog ass every now and then. You get some of those performances from your shortstop.
My dog loves to lay in the sun.
Not mine.
The sun shines on Boone's ass all the time.
Not mine. Let me get back in his AC, bro. Not mine. Let me get back to the AC.
All right. So one of the other stories from the weekend was Jared Kelnick hits a ball hard, doesn't bust it out of the box. It's happened before,
yes.
And other guys have been benched for it.
Yes.
Obviously, Acuña got sat down for it a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
Ozuna got sat down for it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I think Ender Inciarte got benched for that back in 2020 or something like that.
Okay.
So there's precedent for it, but not Kelnick. They didn't bench Kelnick.
Yep.
What the hell? And then Ronald Acuña says, if that was me, I probably would have got taken out of the game.
Yes.
Brian Snitker got asked about that over the weekend.
I didn't have any. I mean, I don't do social media, number one. And I heard about it as I was walking to the dugout. Heard something was up, and then I came in and they said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
There you go.
All right, but no, Rondo has a point.
Well, he's correct.
He's correct. The thing with make Kelnick so bad is that he tried to stretch it.
Yeah, and he got thrown out.
Yeah,
in a tight game.
Yeah, that's what made it even worse. We're talking about Kelnick and everything like that. But yeah, I didn't know nothing about the whole Ronnie tweet until like late last night.
Yeah, before I went to bed. Yesterday.
Yeah,
and I clicked it. I was like, well, that's not real. Like, obviously, Ronald Acuna doesn't even really tweet.
Right.
Let alone that. Like,
right.
That wouldn't make any sense. But it was.
Yeah.
It was him. Which,
he's absolutely correct. I just, the fact that Schnick said he didn't see Kelnick do it was the funniest one to me. I was like,
yeah, that's not great.
That's not good.
What are you doing? What are you watching there?
Did like some sunflower seeds fall on your feet? I don't know.
Yeah,
is
Snit losing his edge?
No.
Because he pulled those guys out.
He got them out of there.
Immediately.
Yep.
And then Kelnick does it, and Kelnick's still in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he cares more about what those guys do than he cares about what Kelnick does. I don't know.
I hope not.
Maybe Kelnick, he doesn't trust his, like, mentality to hold up to a benching. I don't know.
I mean, he knows his team better than anybody.
It is weird. It's just weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of weird that the precedent had clearly been set before that when you kind of, you know,
that lets me know he couldn't have seen it.
I know.
But yeah, he probably did. If he said he didn't see it, then what's it up to?
Yeah.
But I mean, because like you said, the precedent has been set for what happens when this happens to other players and you don't do it to this guy, I have to believe that he didn't see it.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, it's like, oh, that's what happened. Okay. But yeah. Anyways, not gonna rain on my parade over here.
I hope whatever it is, because again, Acuna tweeted it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's something.
Yes.
Like he's thinking about it still. So like that's something. I just hope they get it squashed. Like whatever they need to do to take care of that.
I think it'll be squashed without us knowing it.
Sure.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me about it.
Yeah. It'd be.
You just got to get that taken care of.
Yeah. Because
you can't have Ronald Acuna like feeling like he's being treated differently. Like in a bad way by the baseball team. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Completely understandable. But I think it'd be squashed. Like Sid said, I'm assuming that was yesterday. Hasn't talked to the young man or anything like that. We know you don't have social media. Call his ass.
Call him. Yeah. Get him on a FaceTime.
Yeah. But I'm sure they'll find a way to figure it out. But yeah, I completely agree with Ronald Acuna.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
he has been pulled out of games for it. All right. Here is the way it ended. It's all over. Hawks fans, this is how it sounded.
We thank you again for listening all year long. Final score in overtime, the Heat 123 and the Hawks 114.
What the hell happened in overtime?
There it is. the Heat were like, to hell with this. Started playing a little bit harder on defense
and
stepped on the Hawks' neck. The Hawks also turned the ball over a couple times really badly. When Trey made that layup, though, to tie it,
I was like,
you never know. You never know. They win this thing in overtime. That galvanizes them. They go beat the hell out of the Cavs, and maybe we're talking about that on Monday, but no.
No, it was, hell of a shot by Trey, you know, to get to the rack and everything like that, send it to overtime, and then you're like, okay. Because, I mean, our assumption coming into this thing is like, the Bulls and the Heat, they just ready for this to be over.
Guess not.
Because they went in there, they came here, and they took the game from the Hawks, ended the Hawks season, and now you have an offseason, a lot of questions around this team. I don't question what's going to happen with their star player as far as Trey. I'm assuming that he's going to be here.
What questions do you have about the team?
What they're going to do as far as to upgrade this team? Because they got funds to do it. You know, they're not really cash strapped. I'm not saying they have all the money in the world, but they should be able to add some significant pieces to this roster, in my opinion. And I think the team wants to see what it's going to look like with the guy who was gone. I'm sorry, you know, the guy, the one of the main claws that got hurt early on in the season. What's going to be like that? So I'm sure they want to run all that back. I did see a lot of the things. I was watching TNT, saw that Dyson Daniels up for defensive MVP and most improved player.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, Rishi Shea up for rookie of the year. So hopefully.
And Trey's up for clutch player of the year.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He is?
Clutch player of the year.
Okay.
Which I didn't even know was a thing.
Hey, I was going to ask you about this because I heard it in the car about clutch player. Like,
or maybe is he not?
I don't know.
I thought maybe he was.
I don't know. They said Jalen Brunson. I thought, did Jalen Brunson win it already?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what my question to you was going to be. How long has the clutch player been a thing? Because I'd never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
They said Jalen Brunson. Did he win it?
It is an award that I was unfamiliar with.
Me and you both.
Because I saw a tweet over the weekend of, you know, season's over, but the Hawks players still have a chance at individual awards. And it was like Dyson Daniels, DPOY. I know what that is. Dyson Daniels, MOP, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year, ROI, I know what that is. But then it said CPOY, and I was like, CPOY?
What was that?
Coach player? Coach player of the year? Yes. Is he the clutch player of the year. Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah.
You get a trophy?
Sure.
Who's it named after?
Who would be the Robert Horry?
Okay.
The Robert Horry clutch.
The Robert Horry clutch
performer.
Because I know in the
that's
MVP,
who I'd name.
Yeah,
it after.
In the MVP, Michael Jordan, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
This is all something they just started doing.
Yes, like, they did.
Sorry. All these awards they gave names to a couple of years ago, yes. And I have not acclimated myself yet to what the names of the trophies are.
Yes, but there
Larry
are a lot
O'Brien.
Of them. There are a lot of them.
I know that.
And that's the main and most important right there. That guy's
Hawks aren't going to win that one this
not
year,
this
unfortunately.
Not this year. We're building in the right direction.
I have to get them next year. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that. There is one thing worth mentioning about the season being over now again for the second straight year. And then we'll talk a little bit more NBA playoffs as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, you were right. My bad. Trey is not a finalist for the Clutch Player of the Year Award.
Okay, who won it?
Disrespect continues. Well, no one's won.
Disrespect continues.
No one's won it yet.
The disrespect continues.
Yeah, the disrespect. Come on. The man's the clutchest player in the NBA. He had number one.
The disrespect continues.
Number one in clutch time assists. Man. Number one in clutch time threes made. Number mm-hmm. two in clutch time scoring. Mm-hmm. The disrespect continues. The finalists are Jalen Brunson, who didn't play the final 20 games of the year.
Okay.
So how can he be the clutchest guy? Didn't even play.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards, who is quite clutch.
Okay.
And Nikola Jokic.
Really?
Yeah, those are the three guys.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not named for anyone other than Kia.
The Kia clutch player of the year.
The Kia clutch player of the
cool.
year. Doesn't have a player associated with it yet.
Okay.
But maybe someday it will.
Yeah. They need to
anyway, my bad. I just assumed, because it was so obvious that Trey should be nominated for that,
mm-hmm.
that he would be.
No, they got.
They
got like a like a Magic Johnson Award for like the best assister?
Like the best no-look passes?
I mean, the best assister.
I don't know.
Oh, well. I'm sure.
It seems like they're coming up with new awards.
Yeah,
every
Magic.
Year.
Magic ain't got no. No, Magic is the Western Conference.
You should get an award. Like, you know, you're the scoring champion. You get somebody remembers that, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you lead the league in assists per game, that's an accomplishment.
Second time of his career,
and Trey did that for sure. So. I don't know. I don't know what that is, but it should be. I mean, you should get something for leading the league in rebounds per game. Now, I'm more of a
Dennis Rodman Award. You think they can let Dennis?
Yeah, give it the Dennis Rodman Award.
Dennis Rodman Award.
No, I'm not. You know, I think it's a good compliment to your longevity to play a lot of games to lead in total assists because Trey led in that too. But I'm more of a per game person for whatever reason. As kids, that's all we ever talked about.
Right.
I don't ever remember being like he led the league in total points scored.
Yes. Remember we talked
I just
about,
remember
we talked
being
about this.
Like,
yes,
yeah, he scored 32 and a half a game.
Yes,
like,
we talked.
But
about
now
that.
I guess people don't play as many games. So I don't know. Whatever it is, Trey led the league in total and per game.
Yes.
So
he should win some. Maybe, but this. I mean, the ultimate thing that Trey would like is to be on one of them all NBA teams.
That's the ultimate.
Yes,
thing.
That's the ultimate thing right now that Trey would like to
he
be on.
He could get
those.
On the third team.
I mean, it's a possibility.
But if he can't even get a finalist for Clutch Player of the Year. The disrespect
I think the
will
biggest,
probably
I
continue
mean, but
the third team as well.
Andy, the biggest thing with the all NBA teams, like nobody can figure out who the fifth guy is.
I know.
Yeah, like nobody can figure out. Everybody knows who four of the five are.
Uh-huh.
But nobody can figure out who the fifth guy is.
Well, so many good players missed so much time
yeah,
this year. Like
exactly.
guys that would have been up for the award, like you know,
Luka.
Traditional first team all NBA guys aren't gonna get it because they haven't played 65 games. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully he can. That'd be great. For him.
Why not?
Certainly help his
ka-ching!
Help his
ka-ching!
Or I don't know, maybe that would make it even harder than negotiating, even harder, because then the Hawks are like, well, we can't pay you $350 million. We would be more comfortable with like the other slightly lower down max contract. Like $250 million.
That?
Yeah. Then we'll trade you somewhere else and they'll pay you.
Yeah,
you know?
But isn't that the thing? Isn't that the bird right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then so they trade him, he wouldn't be able to get it because of all like the same thing
you
happened
have
with
to
Luka
be on the you, yeah,
and
you
all
have
that
to
other
be on
stuff
the same
like that,
team.
Man. But yeah, it would be a interesting. Why are you, what's going on? More sound.
We have an updated sound sheet.
Oh, updated.
So when we talk NBA playoffs at 12:20, we've got some audio from that.
No problem. I saw. You remember? I think it was Bo brought up on the back page about the Publix, the race that we had last week that they had to disqualify or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like, I heard what Bo said. It was on the news yesterday. I was like. Because I would never come and make fun of that because that's what people love, the running of everything like that. I just immediately thought of Abe. And I was wondering, did that mess up his stats? Because Abe seems like a stat guy that keeps track of his running stats and per mile and all those different things. And now that is not counted, does that like hurt you in your quest for the Peachtree Road Race and all those things?
Okay.
So Oz Mike's not working.
Yeah, he ain't been here in a damn week, and Oz Mike don't want to work. Damn it, Abe.
As the greater Atlanta metro area rejoices.
Still no?
Oh, nope. There we go. No. There it is.
It was only the full marathon.
Okay.
I only did the half. So the issue was around like mile 20 or something.
Okay.
So it did not impact me.
Okay, got it.
It just would be so frustrating, you know, like if you ran a full marathon.
Yes.
And you did run the full marathon. It was only like 500 yards short or something like that. And it's like, nah, it doesn't count.
Don't count.
We measured wrong.
The biggest issue.
You guys messed
y'all,
up.
Y'all, I so didn't mess up. I ran it.
Yeah.
The biggest issue, and I only bring it up today because they're about to finish, is that some people would try and use Publix as the Boston qualifier.
Right.
You have to and so it's not going to be able to be used as a Boston Marathon qualifying race.
Right, because you have to run a certain speed to qualify to run in the Boston.
Exactly.
A lot faster than I can run.
Exactly.
Yes,
okay.
Pretty crazy.
All right,
which, by the way, it's Marathon Monday.
Yes, it is.
In Boston today.
Yes, it is. But that's why I was just curious about that. But it was that, because he's in the running more deeply than you are, even though you run.
I've been off it. I've been off my running game. More of a jump rope guy
and
these days.
And I saw it, and then that's my ex. You're more of a what?
More of a jump rope guy these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You double dutching?
I wish. I wish I was out there.
My name is Andy. What? And I'm the best. What?
Go. Me and Lily and all your little friends out there double dutching. I wish. Just doing some jump rope workouts on YouTube.
Good for you.
Yeah, I feel like it accomplishes like a cardio workout in 20 minutes. That it takes me 30 or 40 minutes to do running.
Okay. So, well, I mean, jump rope is good for the soul.
It's good for the, good for the calves,
it's good
too.
For the soul, calves and everything. We're on that trek to get you dunking, you know, so the jump rope probably should help.
That's all it is. I'm just going to jump rope 20 minutes a day, and then I'll be dunking.
And that's all the cardio you do?
In no time. I'll run a little bit here and there, and then a little weights, you know, some kettlebells. Got to keep it tight. The cardio I did on Saturday was moving 1,000 pounds of pea gravel from the driveway to the backyard.
Ooh.
That was, man.
You got a wheelbarrow, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't moving it pebble by pebble.
No,
by
but I'm saying, the wheelbarrow should have took some of it off.
Yeah, I mean.
But then pushing the wheelbarrow up that long-ass driveway.
I was the one pushing the wheelbarrow.
Yes.
But, it was good. It was good.
Good
out there. Back-breaking labor.
There you go.
Speaking of marathons, people refer to the NBA season as one, right?
Yes.
82 games is a long time. The Hawks just wrapped up theirs on Friday, and then with two extra ones in the play-in. Now, they lost on Friday, so they're not going to the playoffs for the second straight year.
Correct.
This is Quinn Snyder's second full year, right? He took over in the middle of the year before that. And they did advance, actually, out of the play-in round that year.
Yes.
And then they lost to the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. Last year, they lost in the play-in round, didn't go to the playoffs. This year, they lost in the play-in round, didn't go to the playoffs.
Yes.
I understand the roster is not great. They were actually better this year than I thought they were going to be, even without Jalen Johnson. They were better than I thought that they were going to be. But that's two full years and no playoff appearances for Quinn Snyder.
Yes.
That's not very good.
No, especially when did it seem like they moved heaven and earth to get him here?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like they paid him $50 million to come off the beach.
Yeah. But I think, meaning, you know.
I don't know that they were fighting with anyone else to get it.
Yeah, that's one way to say it. I think Coach Quinn's he's a damn fine basketball coach. And, but I just remember. I just remember when the signing went down and I was like, oh, you're talking about the one in Utah.
Right.
With Donovan Mitchell in them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where I think they won a playoff series.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And again, Don't take this as me saying that I don't think Quinn Snyder is a good coach.
I do
think Quinn Snyder is a really good coach. I just don't think that this roster is particularly good, nor has any of the rosters that he's had since he's been here been particularly good. The rosters he had in Utah were pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think they were the one seed once, maybe a two seed, whatever. But, like, you know, even there, they kind of topped out and didn't do a ton when it got to the postseason. So we're a long ways away, I think. Maybe I'm wrong about this because it's the NBA now, and NBA championship winning coaches get fired 2 years later.
Yes.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, what I'm about to say. But I feel like we're a long way off from actually having a conversation about whether or not he's doing a good job. But it's not that hard to make the playoffs. Like, no offense to the league, but like, eight teams make it. And like, you got beat by a team that won 37 games to make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, just make the playoffs. Now, again, what's the difference, really? You're going to play four or five more games, you're going to get smoked by the Cavs, and you're going to be out. But, like, Nate McMillan was making the playoffs.
Yes, he was.
You know what I mean?
McMillan took him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He did take him to the Eastern Conference Finals. But even a couple years after that, they got to the playoffs.
Right.
They're not even getting the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's that's why it goes back to something we talked about last week.
More than half the league makes the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's like they're not that good. Meaning, yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like
no, that's true. That's really all that matters.
Yeah, but when you say like it's easy to make the playoffs, not for this team.
Right.
Yeah, not for this team and teams like them. Middle, you know, not even middle, below middle of the pack type teams. That's what they are. We talked about it 2 years ago. The blip aspect of what this organization is. It was a great run and everything, but you were not of the expectation that this was going to be the norm.
No.
You know, that it was not going to be the norm. Now, it's okay to have the expectations that you might want it to be the norm, but it's just what it is. It's just like the damn football team. Super Bowl, should you expect it? Yeah, but should you like, not brace yourself for the fact of what this team's history has always told you about this team?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I guess my thought with that is just sort of, you know, this will now, next year will be the third full year with Quinn Snyder. Mm-hmm. It feels like the transition that they made from what was, that was inherited, to what kind of is now, if they can nail some moves this offseason, I don't know that it'll be complete, but it'll at least be closer to what I think he wanted it to be,
right?
Like an offense focused around Trey that can run with shooters and perimeter guys that are kind of long and can play defense.
Correct.
Like, obviously, you still need more toughness. That was pretty evident in, like, the whole season, but obviously in the Orlando game. And you need some more size down low. It would be great if you could add a center that's a genuine star to sort of check all of those boxes at the same time, but that's hard to do. I'm just saying, like, okay, if it just feels like when we talk about these guys, there's a lot of, it's almost like graded on a curve or something. It's like, well, what? Okay, they're young, sure, but you know, there's a lot of young teams. Mm-hmm. It's the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, you get young, and then you build around your young guys, and then you start. They're young. They were young 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when they lost in the playoffs, and everyone would send out those tweets of they make this run. But look at the ages of these guys. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of that at the end of this season too. It's like, yeah, it was disappointing, but all these guys are like 23. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. 23 and what?
But that's what I'm saying.
23 and what?
23 and improving.
Because the Oklahoma City Thunder are the second youngest team in basketball.
Okay, but they got an MVP caliber player as their you know.
Yes, that's the difference.
Yeah,
they have big difference. They have great players.
Yeah, they got that guy.
But my point is not compare the Hawks to them. My point is to say you can't just hang your hat on youth.
Oh, no doubt about
it. Just because they're young.
That's not always a good thing.
Doesn't mean anything.
That's not always a good thing either, because you look at it from a standpoint where they're still developing.
Jalen Johnson's about to be in his fifth year in the NBA.
He's going to be 23.
Right.
Right.
But usually when somebody's in their fifth year, mm-hmm. you're like, well, I know what that guy is.
Well, it's kind of trying to figure out what he is, but every time it seems like we're getting a glance, it's ended.
Right.
It's ended with him. And so, I mean, I just look at it from, and we're going to hear this all damn off season. I know, be coming from this show, of the expectations are going to be higher because he's going to be back. I'm not going to go there until I figure out what they add, because he's already here. They need to get a guy who is not on this team.
Well, that's the thing. Even with him, he was playing very well. Don't get me wrong. Like, he was playing really well.
But where were they?
Same.
Yes. Like,
they were right in the same spot.
Yes.
They finished eighth. I think they were seventh when he got hurt.
So you're getting credit. You're getting credit for not falling off the map because he was here.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that franchises that I've covered in the past, like that are kind of like the Hawks, that kind of tend to be in the middle, try to sell you on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they love to sell you on the unknown. Like, the future is bright because. And it's like, well, at some point, the future has to cash in.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, again, it wasn't that long ago that the youth of the roster was being bragged about. And then none of those guys developed into much, except Trey is still here. The rest of that core that was here 4 or 5 years ago that did all that, you know, that had that nice run is gone. And now you've retooled it with another young roster. And it's like, you can't just keep being like, next year's the year simply because of, you know, age or mysterious injury here, or maybe we have money. Like, eventually you have to do it.
Because it's their second time doing this, which for Trey, right? This,
yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're kind of retooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
the first time they tanked, they got him, mm-hmm. and then they kind of built up around him.
Right.
And for the most part, it didn't work. Like, you know, they had that blip run, but like, none of those guys are here anymore.
No, none of them.
Now that they traded DeAndre Hunter this year, who, by the way, had 0 points in that Cavs game last night, which is crazy. Now they kind of hit the refresh button. So just got to be right this time.
Yeah.
Like, but all those 22-year-olds have to turn out to be really good players.
But I mean, you got to get the young guys to continue to develop. I mean, you more than anything, we talk about Jalen Johnson, you got to get Richa because his heart got took in this playoff. I mean,
yeah, he wasn't ready for
it. He wasn't ready for play in action.
Nope.
All right. He looked lost this whole the Orlando series and damn sure against the damn Heat. You know, so more than anything, because he's the number one overall pick. You got to get him, like, playing at a level on both sides of the ball, because that's what happens, and that's how a lot of teams whose best player, main player, is a smaller player. You got to be big and athletic. You said it earlier, long and lengthy on those wings and everything, because he's going to get picked on all those different things. You got to be able to help him. But, yeah, you want Jalen Johnson back, no doubt about it. But that guy, he's got to go, like – and he played well, Dr. Don't get me wrong. You saw some flashes.
He
did.
He had a nice final couple months.
This young man could do. And you're very optimistic because of what you saw. But then what you saw in the play-in portion of it, he was a non-factor. Mm-hmm. And just looked like – and when you say didn't look ready, it's a damn play-in.
Right.
The hell you mean you ain't ready?
Imagine if it was actually a playoff
exactly.
game. You know? Yeah, no, I don't. And one of them was at home. And the other one was in Orlando.
Orlando.
That's not a
– it's like a home.
Not a difficult environment to play in. Yeah, man. I don't know. All that to say, like, I hope they're headed in the right direction. I'm just not so 100% confident as I feels like a lot of other people are. It's like, they still aren't in the playoffs, you know? It's 2 years in a row. They're not in the playoffs. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.